Aloha and welcome. Welcome to joining, for you to be here to join us this evening. And we're all happy to be, I'm happy to be here back in Pahoa. I am Senator Lorraine Inouye, and I'm chair of the State Transportation and Energy Committee in the Senate, and I represent Senate District 4, which is on the Hamakua side of outside of Hilo. I have all the Hamakua coast, I have all the Kohalas, and I go to the Kona Airport. So all of the north, half of the island is mine. We have some of us elected officials and your friends have contributed to have some refreshments. So please help yourself with some sodas and water and some cookies as well. The meeting this evening is to give those present an overview of the long overdue Pahoa Roundabout Project. And this project start date, the traffic detour plans during the construction, and the proposed duration. And I thought it was important to hold this meeting and my colleagues since this project was delayed because of the June 27th lava flow, and now 11 months later, work will begin. So I'd first like to introduce our and your elected officials who took the time to be here as well, including those from your district, and thank them as well for coming out this evening on such short notice. My colleague, Senator Russell Ruderman, and we have Joy, Representative Joy San Buenaventura, and Councilman Daniel Paleca, and Councilman Greg Ilagan. Then tonight, our state DOT officials will provide the information on the specific of this particular project. Before I turn the microphone over to them, though, I'd like to remind everyone that this is an informational session only, meaning that there is no longer any room for debate on the roundabout. The plans have been made, and the contract has been executed. So if you have any questions, be mindful that we will be responding to the facts about the project and not debating the location or any other issues that may have been brought up during the planning stage. But I'm very pleased and we're very happy that some of the officials are here from DOT as well, because they did participate in the planning of this informational hearing as well. And I'm honored to introduce the Deputy Director of the Transportation Highways, Ed Sniffen, and he came here for this from Oahu, and we're happy to have Ed Sniffen. And not last but not least, our district, Hawaii District Engineer Sal Panem, as many of you may know. And his assistant, district engineer Sterling Chow. And Sterling is in the back there. So you're familiar. If you have questions about the information boards, then you can see them as well. And of course, the construction engineer, Julian, is she still here? Sonomura is there. The project engineer from DOT, Lawrence Tagorda, is here as well. We got the project inspector, Leo Garcia, and the design project manager, Steve Yoshida, and Steve also came from Oahu, and Steve is there as well, and we thank him. So for you guys, don't come see us elected official about how to build roads, you can see them. Okay. Also with us, and I'm glad that the contractors are here, the contractor, the president, Les, he took the time out to be here as well instead of just sending his engineers, but Les Isimoto, happy to have him here. And the project manager is Stan Kubo, and Stan is back there somewhere. Oh, there he is. And, of course, with Isimoto's contracting as well is the project manager, Jason Tagawa. And Jason is not here. Okay. Let me introduce Ed Sniffen, our director for DOT. Okay? It's all in his hands now. And please help yourself with refreshments.
Thank you very much, Senator. Aloha, everybody.
Aloha.
Thank you very much for being here and for having us here tonight. It was great. I got promoted since the beginning and the end of the speech. Yeah? The director, though. I'm Ed Sniffen. I'm the deputy director for Highways for DOT. I'm very, very, very happy to be here tonight. Looking out in the crowd and talking to people before the meeting, I took a hiatus from DOT for about 4 years right now, and I just got back in January. And I saw a lot of familiar faces, and mostly friendly, Mike. Mostly. I told Mike, I promised, that next time when we come back out, I'll have his business's name up there. He was a little bit offended that I didn't put it up there. So my apologies. Just like when we were having the Cape Bag meetings, I really appreciate the passion and the involvement that this community always has when we go through not only our roadway projects, but any projects that come through the area. So I really appreciate you coming out tonight. Senator Noy asked us, and the area legislators asked us to come out and just give some information on the project itself, especially because it was delayed and we're restarting it again. Right, at this time, we're looking at starting up the project on August 10th. That's the new notice to proceed date that we're going to give the contractor. I appreciate Isimoto for accommodating our time on that one. We've been working with Isimoto to ensure that we can get to that date and start the project sooner rather than later. For this project, for most of you here who are involved in the KPAG, in the Keaupohua corridor studies that we're doing, most of you understand that this project actually was generated out of that effort. When we're looking at the four-lane widening or the widening of the project throughout the corridor, throughout that area, it was, of course, highlighted that this was the most dangerous intersection in the state. Now, during the time, it was three times more dangerous than the second intersection that was there. So it was something that we knew when we do the corridor improvements. We knew we couldn't wait to address this intersection for when the corridor went. So this project was pulled out of it. We looked at it, and it was purely pushed in as a safety improvement project. So the funding for this came out of our HSIP program, our Highway Safety Improvement Program. We pulled it out. The EA portion, the EA for the corridor study, indicated that the preferred alternative is a roundabout in that area. When we did our designs and our reviews through this, that was the preferred alternative that we designed to. And up here we have, around the room, we have our board showing what the preferred alternative will look like. This project is going to be about $5 million, $4.8 million. We awarded it to Isimoto, I want to say in June of 2014. Of course, it was delayed due to the lava. Now we're going to start it up very soon. The project duration is going to be about 9 months. It's going to be 9 months. During the construction, we're going to be detouring the traffic, and we're going to talk. We'll speak through the detour layouts as well. We're going to ask Sal to come up and talk to the construction sequencing.
Do you have a document showing what the bypass is
going to
look like?
Yes, we have it up here. So after this discussion, we're going to ask everybody to break out into the room to talk to. We're going to have our staff up on each of the stations to speak to any questions that you may have about either the permanent roundabout configuration or the detour routes. So it'll be up there. The reason the roundabout was selected in the EA, when we started going through the designs, the potential designs, whether it be a TSM option, a signalized intersection, or a roundabout, it was very clear from the conflicts perspective that the roundabouts was the safest option. The roundabouts definitely reduced the speed through the area. It definitely reduced the intensity of any of the incidents that happened in that area. And definitely reduced the conflict points that we had in that area, which was the key to it. Of course, with any time we start prioritizing safety, there's some mobility loss in the area. And when we go through this, we're going to see that there's some turn movements that are not going to be allowed, that there's going to be a little bit more movement that's going to be required. Also, it may take a little bit longer going through the area, and it may not. On average, it's going to be about the same. But in general, where you used to hit the green light and you might be able to just get through the intersection, there is no green anymore. You're always going to come to the area. You're always going to slow down a bit to get to the roundabout and you get through. So that's the trade-off between the safety and the mobility. Again, but because this was the number one incident intersection in our state, it's definitely worth it for us to push this initiative to go forward. For the roundabout, let me pull this off here. Look at this.
do this. Oh, geez. Sorry.
Yeah, it's okay. Is that good?
Nope. That's good. Thank you. It'll be very difficult for you guys to see it, but I think when you guys go break out into the sections, to the different stations, our staff here can explain a lot better when they go through it. Through movements from Kiao going towards the Kiao side, when we get through the roundabout, if you're going to get through movements, of course, like any other roundabout, you're going to get through into the roundabout. We're going to be posting speed limit signs that reduce your speed as you get into the area. You're going to go through that half circle, and then you can go on your way to the other portion if you're going through the roundabout portion. If you're going to go into Malama Market, there's a drop lane now that we're going to open up to allow the drop into Malama Market. If you're going to go to Pahoa Village area, when you come through into the roundabout, you're going to have to traverse around the roundabout to get into the Pahoa Village area. If you're coming out of the Pahoa Village area and you wanted to get into Malama Market, this is where it's going to be. You're going to have to work a little bit more. Because of the arrangement of the roundabout, you're going to have to get into the roundabout, come back out of it, and then make that right and then left into it. So that's going to be, I mean, like I said, anytime we're going to prioritize safety, we're going to lose some mobility. So this is going to be the movements that are going to be necessary in order to get into this area here.
What's the matter with a stopway?
So again, we can talk about it afterwards. So those are the movements that are going to be necessary. That's going to be the hardest movement to get through this roundabout. When we traverse this portion to get back into this area to get into the Malama Market.
Guy that's coming northbound from, say, Leilani or whatever, he's down like that. Mm-hmm. So this other guy is coming up from, say, right there, and he's going to the marketplace, and the other guy's going to Hilo.
Yeah.
So when they get into that, the top of that circle, he's got to come back around. Who's got the right of way?
Right of way is anybody in the circle. If you're in the circle, you have the right of way.
But they're both. So the other guy technically isn't in the circle.
Yeah.
It's northbound.
If you're in the circle, you have the right of way.
So he has to.
Everybody outside of the circle has to yield to the people in the roundabout.
Where's the pedestrian crossing?
There's pedestrian crossings throughout, set up throughout. Yeah. So there's going to be, I mean, when you come up and see the boards, you can see the pedestrian areas, the crosswalks. Yeah. Okay, so that's the permanent.
What about big trucks? Like Sanford's got his dozers and stuff like that. Is he going to be able to, and cement trucks too, but you know, he's right
down the road.
Yeah, and our designers worked with him when they designed this roundabout.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they made sure that they designed it for the truck movements. You'll see some bump out areas where it's just striped, where trucks will actually roll over those striped out areas. It's provisions for the large trucks. Okay, so that's the movements of the roundabout, and we can talk about it a little bit more when you get to the stations to talk about it. I'm going to ask Sal to come up and talk about the detour route now.
Oh, okay. Thanks, Ed. Senator Lorraine forgot to introduce her office manager, Angela Thomas. She's sitting at the desk there. So, everybody. The detour is going to be the first thing that the contractor is going to prepare before we actually do any construction work. And that's going to happen by removing the fence area on the old village road. We'll be doing some paving and restriping around that area because the left-hand pocket into the Malama Marketplace will...
We get that, okay.
Yeah. There will be a left-hand pocket going into left into the Pahoa Marketplace. That's why we need to widen this road a little bit. And we'll be installing a temporary traffic signal at the Kahakai Boulevard and the Pahoa Village Road. And that temporary traffic signal will later be replaced by Bryson when he, I guess, finishes development here. And we're going to be doing a restriping on the other end of Kahakai Boulevard and 130, and also the traffic coming out from Kahakai Boulevard, you will no longer have that free right turn. You will have to come up to a stop at the Route 130, make a left, and maneuver your way out that way. So once the detour road is constructed, we'll barricade off the work area so nobody will be able to get in there except for Lassie Simoda and his crew. And that's about all. Yeah. No, not railroad. Railroad is a county road, and it's not paved. It's gravel road. That was constructed as a escape route when lava was coming down.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. No, we don't plan on opening that up.
Does any of this change the bus stops?
Bus stops. I don't know if there's bus stops there now. Sorry.
We can follow up on that.
Yeah.
Will the temporary stoplight be traffic sensitive or just timed?
It will be traffic sensitive if it's not timed. It will be we'll have sensors, right, Les? Yeah. So it will detect if you're there, so you don't have to wait for the time to go cycle to the red, green, and yellow. Do you know if the traffic signal that we're putting up has that pad beeping button?
No.
No more. Oh, okay. Thanks, Gilbert. Yeah, well, when it's red, then, or green on their side, then they can walk, and red on the cars, and cars gotta stop. Oh, yeah, at the roundabout, you have crosswalks all over the place here.
And you have to have a light for that person.
No, there's no light for the crosswalks. Pedestrians can cross here, here, and here. They can cross here and here to go to Pahoa Marketplace, like every place else.
So the thing, on the roundabout itself, the pedestrians will be crossing single lanes throughout. There's always going to be an area or an island for them to cross to. So it's going to be a single lane cross. They're going to be crossing like any place else where there's an unsignalized crosswalk. They're going to be looking both ways, making sure that they make eye contact with the drivers. And as everybody's going to be slowing down in this area, there should be gaps for them to cross through.
Yes, sir.
There's not going to be any bike paths on this one. When you get to the roundabout area, you have to ride in the lane with the vehicles and exit through.
Okay.